Monica's Son by Tom Kreuter, Hillsboro, Missouri. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Monica was a strong Christian woman who had married an unbeliever. She, of course, desperately wanted her husband to know salvation through Christ's death and resurrection. Monica realized, though, that, according to 1 Peter 3, her words would not influence him nearly as much as her conduct. So she was patient and respectful, praying and waiting for the day when her husband would become one with her in faith. But it was a long and difficult journey. Monica was careful to teach their children the scriptures. She taught and lived the Bible to the best of her ability. Much to her dismay, however, the son she thought had the most promise strayed far from the faith. His teenage and early adult years were filled with gross immorality. Although he was extremely intelligent and continued his education in earnest, he ignored his mother's warnings against youthful lusts. He ended up living with a woman, and they had a child out of wedlock. Monica was frustrated, but she continued to consistently pray for her son. Day by day, year after difficult year, she carried her wayward son before the throne of grace through prayer. Eventually, through an odd coincidence, one of those uncanny situations that only God can set up, her son was befriended by a man he admired, who also happened to be a strong, committed Christian. The process was slow, but the influence of the man eventually led to the conversion of Monica's son. The year was 386. Through Monica's prayers and perseverance, both her son, Augustine, who most scholars agree was the most important figure in the ancient Western Church, and his father, Patricius, came into the kingdom of God. Monica didn't worry about her husband and son. Instead, she did what the scripture says and cast her cares on the Lord. What cares and anxieties do you need to cast upon Jesus today? As those involved in the worship ministries of our churches, we, of all people, should be casting our anxieties on Jesus. We should be willingly taking our concerns and cares to Him in prayer. We should be laying them at the feet of the One who demonstrated His love in the strongest possible way. He who did not spare His own Son but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Further, we should also be helping the people in the congregation to cast their anxieties on Him. So, how do we do that? By painting the most accurate picture we can of His mercy and grace. Through our song choices, our words, our countenances, even our very lives, people should see that the Lord cares intensely for them. They should recognize, through us, that God is faithful and that He is trustworthy enough to carry those anxieties. Part of the job of leadership, and like it or not, if you're involved in the worship ministry, you are in some measure a leader, is to serve as an example to the followers. May our lives always reflect the fact that God can and will carry our anxieties. Let's pray. Lord, we are so grateful that You, the God of the universe, are willing to take our anxieties. Thank You. May we, as faithful leaders, help others to see that amazing truth also. We ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Messiah. Amen.